Maybe the weather is not good for a swim today, right? We want to be at home, resting. But Jonah is a powerful reminder of the character of God and what God expects in our life. You know, before I pray, I thought I'll just share with you why I've chosen the book of Jonah. And as I said, you know, our church sub-team is serving, stronger serving together. I think God has called us to serve Him, right? And we are much more stronger and when we come together. Why did I choose Jonah? Because when you hear the word Jonah, we are thinking of a man who's just running away from God, right? God calls him and he's just running away. And then, you know the story pretty well, right? He's running away, a great storm comes in, and then the sailors just throw him into the sea. A large fish or a big fish, you know, swallows him. And that's what we hear in the Sunday school stories. You know, sometimes it's sad to hear, you know, in many of our Sunday schools, what happened. I think we watered down the message of Jonah, right? We watered down the message of Jonah. But very interestingly, if you look at the book of Jonah, you know, and you realize, though Jonah is a minor prophet, he had a major message for each and every one of us, right? He's a minor prophet, but had a major message for each and every one of us. And not only that, you know, when you look at Jesus and his ministry, Jesus mentions Jonah and not even any other minor prophets. He mentions about Jonah. I was reading an art book by this great scholar, Ferguson. I know Ferguson says in his book, he's a theologian, he says, Jonah is a book that speaks about the true character of God. When a person goes through painful experiences, no, he or she will know who God is. It is not only in our happy moments that we begin to see God, but when we go through difficult stages in our life, we begin to know the true character of God. There was another scholar who also said, if you don't believe the book of Jonah, because many a times, you know, in today's world, you don't believe Jonah because how can a large fish swallow a person, a human being, right? It's like a fairy tale for us. And so this scholar says, you know, if you don't believe Jonah, then it is difficult for you to believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus speaks about Jonah. He identifies himself by saying, you know, whatever has happened in Jonah, right, I died and I rose from the dead. And so it's a wonderful book for us to see, you know, the call of God. And many a times as human beings, how do we react to God's call? And God's call is not only to our people, but I think God calls us, right, beyond our people, beyond race, beyond culture and all that. So Jonah is a powerful reminder for us to look at, to see how we can serve together. And through that, you know, we can also find out the character of God. What is God expecting us in this ministry? Shall we pray and ask God to help us? Father, we thank you once again for people like Jonah, God, a great prophet. Though he was hesitant initially, Lord, to bring your word, but finally, because of obedience, the entire city of Nineveh turned to you, believed in you, and they were saved from destruction. Yes, Lord, many times when we receive a call, we become very hesitant. We're not sure whether you are calling, whether that is our ministry. But when we give ourselves, O God, in obedience to your call, to your word, Lord, we realize lives are transformed. And so, Lord, we pray that even today, as we look at this book, O God, we pray that you'll speak to us. Help us, Lord, to know you and to experience you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So turn to the book of Jonah. And it's serving God in difficult times, right? It's easy for us to serve God when things are good. When we receive blessings in our life, you know, because out of gratitude, out of joy, what happens? I think we want to go and reach out to people. We want to share the joy. But when we are going through difficult moments in our life, You know, it becomes very challenging for us to share God's word. And not only that, when things are not so good, right? You know, we don't find ways to share God's word. And how do we, you know, how do we bring the message of the gospel? Because it's not just about love, but it's also about judgment. It's about, you know, God hates sin. And so when you look at the book of Jonah, it reminds us, you know, that God wants us to serve Him at every moment of our life. It might be a joyful moment. It might be a message of love that we might be bringing across. It might be a difficult moment. God calls us. It might be a message where people might not be willing to listen or hear. Right? People want more grace, but not about judgment, not about the wrath of God, not about the anger of God, not about sin, not about eternal condemnation. And so Jonah is a reminder that, you know, that we need to be sincere in the sight of God. Firstly, when you look at Jonah's story, I think what happens, I think Jonah, if you realize, you know, the word of God came to Jonah, son of Amittai, right? God said, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because its wickedness has come before me. You know, when I look at the book of Jonah, first thing I realize, you know, Jonah is a great prophet. Can you imagine? He's a great prophet. He knew God's direction. He knew the character of God. Maybe he knew certain percentage of the character of God. Because earlier, if you read in 2 Kings, Jonah is going to the people of Israel and just prophesying, right, about what God is going to do in their lives. So Jonah should be sensitive. In other words, Jonah should know, you know, this is the time to bring the Lord's word. But if you look at verse 1, it says that it was God who initiated this call. It was God who said, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Right? The word of the Lord came to Jonah, and then Jonah responded. Right? So when I look at the world today, you know, sometimes, you know, my pastoral ministry, people would say, you know, Pastor Vincent, I've not received the call to share God's word. I said, no, God has already called you, because if you read Matthew 28, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. The call has been given to us. God has given us the call to share His word at every opportunity that is given to us. Unless you say God is calling me as a missionary, that's a different thing altogether. Or God is calling me to be a pastor, that's a different call altogether. But all of us have a call. All of us and have a call by God to share God's love, right? And so what is happening? Jonah knew what is happening in the nearby cities like Nineveh. They were living a life totally against the will of God. And he knew that if people continue to live such a life, God's condemnation will come upon them. But though he was a prophet, in the Hebrew word, prophet means he's the voice of God or the mouthpiece of God. He knew that God will not be in favor of what these people are doing, but he was just keeping quiet. Right? But here I realize, you know, God makes the initiative. Right? God makes the initiative because I think it speaks about God's love for us. God could have easily said, this Nineveh is a heathen nation. Right? The city of Nineveh was a horrible city, by the way. Their lifestyles were horrible. They were just, you know, they were just ill-treating the other nations around them. Or in other words, they were bullying them in those days. And so what is happening? You know, they were like that. But I think God took the initiative to help this particular nation. And I believe even today is Pentecost Sunday, right? Pentecost Sunday is a day when many churches observe the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I believe, I think God is always speaking to us, wanting us to be involved in some kind of ministry, right? And God is wanting us, you know, to share His word, and He's giving us numerous opportunities. Sometimes we wait for opportunities, but opportunities are there. But whether we want to move, right, and to share God's word, or God share God's love to others. When you look at this book of Jonah, I told you, not only we realize the character of God, but also we realize, you know, who we are, right? How do we respond to God's word? Secondly, when you look at this word, you know, God cannot stand wickedness, right? It says in verse 2, it says, God said, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come before me. You know, I the more I see about God, you know, I see that He cannot stand sin. He cannot stand wickedness, right? He cannot stand when people are just living a lifestyle which is just contrary to God's word. And so God cannot stand wickedness. It has come up to the presence of God. And the Lord felt, in the Hebrew word, it's a very interesting word. You know, the Lord was almost like disturbed, right? What's happening? Nineveh was progressing in terms of economy. That's why the word great city means, right? It talks about the politics, the economic level of that particular country or city. They were progressing in other ways, but not with the Lord. Their wickedness has come to God. If you realize, you know, today, we don't talk about sin, right? We don't talk about, you know, when injustice is happening, you know, we are very silent about it, right? When people are living an alternate lifestyle, we don't speak about it, because we say, you know, that's nothing to do with me, right? And when we know someone is doing something which is not acceptable in the sight of God, we become even silent about it. But let me tell you, my friend, you know, God cannot stand wickedness, because He's a holy God, right? He doesn't want us to go into eternal fire or condemnation. But today we close our eyes when we see our brothers and sisters, you know, committing sin. We don't want to speak about it, because we think that's your life. They know what to do, right? I think the church is always called. I'm not saying that you make a judgment call on people, right? I'm not saying that you go around and judge people. I'm not saying it that way, right? I think when you realize that someone in our fellowship or in our group is living a life which is totally opposite to God's word, I think it's our duty, it's a Christian responsibility, not only to pray for them, but asking God to give us the right opportunity to say the right words, right, with much prayer, with much love. That's why if you realize when Jesus spoke, you know, many a times people were a bit angered, right? But the Lord spoke with a lot of compassion. It might hurt, but we need to be helping. So God cannot stand wicked. Why we are unable to bring God's word today? Because we stand wickedness. I think that's the problem. We stand wickedness. We are able to, you know, see sin, and we just, you know, close an eye. And that's why we realize we are not very much involved in evangelism. When I say we, I'm not talking about you and I, right? I'm just making a general statement here. We see wickedness, right? And we don't. We don't, because, as I told you, I think until and unless we have the compassionate nature of God in us. And so Jonah, you know, is a powerful reminder. It talks about God's initiative, God who takes the initiative. God cannot stand wickedness. And so as a child of God, we should be praying when wickedness has been done, when injustice is happening in this world, when people are treated differently in this world, when people are marginalized, right? And even a fellow brother or sister is living in sin, I think it is our Christian responsibility to pray, to reach out, to help, to counsel, right? With God's help, to do all these things. Thirdly, when you look at the book of Jonah, you know, I also realize, you know, God wanted Jonah to do the hard thing, right? I'll finish with this, because it says, you know, God wanted Jonah to do the hard thing. The reason I put this particular was because, you know, many times as Christians we like to do easy things, right? Because this is a world that we like to have things easy. We want things to move fast, easy, right? Or sometimes we say, take it easy. In America, I remember, that's one of the phrases people will say, take it easy, right? Be easy. So it's an easy, but God wanted Jonah to do the hard thing. You know, Christian ministry can be hard, can be challenging, can be difficult. But, you know, this God wants us to do the hard thing. And what is happening here? You know, Jonah could have said, you know, Lord, you know, it's easy for me to go and share the message of love, the message of blessing. It's easy, right? But God many times wants us to do the hard thing, right? The hard thing, when I say when in this particular context, to share God's word, right? It's a hard thing for us to do. We can do everything. We are willing to help someone in everything, but we find it very difficult to share God's love about Jesus Christ. Have you realized that? Right? I think I've made this statement before, saying that we will talk everything under the sun, but not about Jesus and his love. Sharing about our faith journey, it's always a struggle. We talk about celebrities, right? We can go hours after hours. We can talk about computer games, what's happening in the game market today. We can talk about politics. But when it comes to sharing God's thing, you know, it becomes hard. And for Jonah, it was also a hard thing to do. Hard work is involved. When you look at this particular passage, Jonah was called to do a hard work. You know, in those days, he was asked to travel around 500 miles. Can you imagine? 500 miles, the Lord says, you know, Jonah, I want you to travel this particular distance. It's hard. We don't have 747 in those days, right? It's hard. It's hard labor. He has to travel. He has to leave people behind, his loved ones behind, you know, but it is hard work. And similarly, let me tell you, even in our Christian ministry, it can be hard, right? Reaching out people is hard. Making disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ is hard. Helping them to learn, teach God's word, making them disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ is hard. Investing time is hard. It's hard, my friend. Yes, God wants us to be involved in hard work. It's not just giving a tract, which is wonderful, but God wants us to go beyond the tract, to share, to pray, right, to nurture them so that they become people who will reproduce. In other words, they will bring others into the kingdom of God. That's hard work. That's hard work. And God wants us to do that particular hard work. Secondly, we realize it's not only God wanted him to go to a hard work. As I told you, it was a hard place too to go. Because Jonah was one of the only prophets who went to a non-Jewish nation. The other prophets prophesied to the Hebrew or the Jews, right? But only Jonah was different. God called him. It was hard to go to another nation, right? Let me tell you, you know, it's hard for him to go. And it's hard to bring the message of judgment. Not a message of blessing, but message of judgment. I think it's hard, right, to cross culture, to cross different culture, right? But I think God wants us to do the hard work, right? And so, pray and say, Lord, if it's hard, I want to do the work which you have actually planned or want me to do. Secondly, it's hard truth. In other words, it's a difficult message to share, right? It's a message not about blessings, not about God's providence. It's about God's judgment. God says, you know, I'm going to bring about judgment to the city of Nineveh. In 40 days' time, the city will be destroyed. And that's hard. It's a difficult message, right, to share. You know, many times what happens, I think we share about God's love. That's wonderful. We talk about God's grace. That's wonderful. We talk about God's forgiveness. That's wonderful. But I think, at the same note, I think we need to be sharing about sin too. I'm not saying that immediately you jump into sin and say, you know, about judgment, about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that. But even when you are sharing about love, you need to share about sin. If you talk about forgiveness, you need to be talking about the second coming of Christ. You know, in other words, it is something people might not agree upon or, you know, accept. But I think it's hard for people to accept about judgment, about God's wrath and all that. But I think as a church, as individuals, when we share God's love, when the opportunity comes, we need to be sharing about sin, about the wrath of God, the anger of God, the second coming of God, about eternal fire, which people don't want to hear about, my friend, but we need to be sharing too. It's hard, right? Can you imagine going to a city and saying, God's judgment is coming upon you? If every Sunday I preach like that, what would happen? You would ask the board and elder to say, I think, yeah, give him a golden handshake and ask him to leave the church, right? Yeah, maybe that's what we will do. But I think God wanted Jonah to bring that hard message, the hard truth about to the city of Nineveh. Lastly, if you realize, you know, it's hard results. Can you imagine Jonah is going to the city and he's saying in 40 days' time, the city will be destroyed. Right? He's saying that, and he knows the result is not going to be good. People will be destroyed. Right? They will die. And there is no hope for these people. So in other words, success is, nothing is guaranteed. There's no hope here. It's not guaranteed at all. It's hard result. But even then, I think Jonah, finally, if you realize, he went. Even though sometimes, you know, we feel, you know, even if I share the gospel to my friend, he is not going to listen. Because he's a Muslim, he was not going to listen. But let me tell you, my friend, you know, that these are the ways we begin to think. But we need to be doing our duty and the Lord will do his part. Recently, I was coming across a magazine, Christianity Today, which I subscribe. There's an interesting article about Islam and reaching out to Muslims in the American world. And according to the study it was done, it was, you know, they say, this is the best time to share the gospel to the Muslim and they will be much more receptive. Can you imagine? We think this is the worst time because every country is afraid of what's going to happen next. But according to study, this is the best time because many feel that they are alienated. But I think this is the best time for the church to share about God's love, that this God loves you. You might feel alienated. You might be seen. You might be branded differently in the world. I think that's, and the message of love will definitely reach out to them. I think it's good for us, right, to reach out to people who don't look like us or even don't speak like us. It's important for us to do. Let me finish by asking, are you God's messenger? Right? Are you God's messenger? I was looking at the word Jonah. Do you know what is the meaning of the word Jonah in Hebrew? It means dove, right? Like what was happening? Noah sent the dove out, right? It flew. One of the reasons he sent the dove out was to just check to see what's happening or what's the condition outside, the weather condition outside. And that was the reason, you know, Noah was sending the dove. And so what's happening here? You know, God is sending Jonah. But Jonah, he doesn't want to be a true messenger for the Lord Jesus Christ, at least initially. I think today we call ourselves Christians. We say we are born again Christians. We say we are baptized, right? We love the Lord. It was wonderful, my friend. But do we remain true to God, to our name, because we are Christian? Jonah means dove, but he was not bringing God's message initially. Right? He just wanted to run away from the Lord. So are we living a life that we can call ourselves, you know, that I am God's messenger because I'm baptized. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We just sung the song, I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I believe, then I become and I will live as a God's messenger. Secondly, God's messenger must deliver the message faithfully. If you look at the word, he's the son of Amittai, right? The Hebrew word, or the Hebrew meaning to this word, Amittai, means son of faithfulness, right? Son of faithfulness. In other words, you need to be faithfully bringing the message across. But initially, what was happening, Jonah was just running away. Running away. Are we faithful in our call, my friend? When you became a Christian, God has called you. Are we faithful in our call? When you got baptized, God has already called you. He has given a great commission to you. Are we faithful? Are we sons of the Lord Jesus Christ? He was a son of Amittai, which means he was a son of faithfulness, but he was not faithful. Are we God's messenger? Are we living a life according to our name because we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to share a story with you. Probably, I do not know whether it's related or not. You know, sometimes, you know, once we leave this place, we tend to forget, right, what we hear from Pastor Vincent, right? I'm not saying all of you, but you know, many times we tend to forget. It's about an elderly couple. I was sharing the story with my wife as we were driving. And so it's about an elderly couple, quite elderly people. They went to see the doctor because they had, both of them had dementia, right? You tend to forget. And so they told the doctor, you know, doctor, we are both of us having problem. Why? Because I forget and my wife also forgets, right? After a few seconds, I forget what she has said. And so the doctor gave them a good advice. You don't take medication, it's not going to help you. Take a book, start writing. If your wife says this, write down. Similarly, if your husband says, write down so you will not forget. So they thought, oh, that's a good way to deal, right? If not, what's happening? There's a lot of miscommunication, right? Misunderstanding, unhappiness, right? If the wife says, go and take this, the guy is coming with another thing. And so that is good advice. So they went back home the next day, you know, during evening time, the wife said, you know, honey, can you get me an ice cream? And he said, yeah, sure, I'll bring an ice cream for you. But then she told him, you better write it down before you forget. He said, come on. You think I'll forget an ice cream? Right? Just go to the kitchen and grab an ice cream. Do you think I'll forget? Then she said, before he was about to leave, she said, you know, I need some, you know, strawberry syrup on the ice cream. You better write it down. The husband got upset. He said, you know, you think I will forget about putting, you know, strawberry syrup on the ice cream? I'm not going to forget about it. And then she was about to go into the kitchen, right? She said, honey, and I forgot to tell you, you know, can you put some peanuts? Because I'm not a peanut allergy person. And so, you better write it down before you forget. And he got really mad. He said, come on, I can remember ice cream with strawberry syrup and with peanuts topping, right? I will definitely not forget about it. And so he went to the kitchen. The wife was waiting. He came back. He came back with bacon and eggs. The wife said, oh, you brought bacon and eggs. So where is the toast, right? The bread toast. So what's happening here, you know? Not only he forgot, but even the wife also forgot what she asked him, right? She forgot about the ice cream, the peanuts topping, and the strawberry syrup. You know, when I was, reading this particular story, you know, I realized, you know, sometimes we tend to forget God's call. I'm not saying that God has forgotten his call. You know, we tend to forget our call. We tend to forget, you know, when we became a Christian, there is a call that is given to us. Right? Jonah is supposed to be a messenger. Son of Amittai means, my friend, you need to be a faithful messenger, faithfully sharing God's word. Are we still forgetting? Let's pray. Dear friends, whether we like it or not, when we came to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we started believing Him as our Lord and Savior, God has already given us a call. He has called us. And He's given us opportunities to show and also to share His love. Jonah means a dove. Where Noah sent a dove to check what was happening, to come back and to share. But Jonah did not want to be a dove. He wanted to run away from God. He wanted to run away from doing God's will. Are we God's messenger today? I want to challenge you, right? In this week, I know God is going to provide opportunities for you. Take that opportunity, share, or even show God's love to people. We might think it is going to deaf ears. But God can transform the life of the person. It says Nineveh believed God. They did not just believe Jonah, they believed the God of Israel. Are we faithful? Faithfully sharing the message that has been given to us when we became the Christian, my friend? Or are we just putting it under lock and key? Father, we pray, God, that you will help us. Yes, Lord, many times we realize it's difficult to share your love or even to mention the word Jesus to others, Father. Or even to share about our stories about how what God is doing in our lives. Lord, help us, Lord, not to forget this week. Help us, Lord, to boldly share your love. It might be hard. It might be a hard ground, a hard place, God. It might be something difficult for us. But you want us to do the hard thing. As we just read, God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Help us, Lord, to do all things. Challenging things, difficult things, God. Because it's Christ who strengthens me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.